great answer.
Leadership.
Experts.
Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Only 63 hours left for Congress to keep the government funded. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
None of us, myself included, wants to shut down the government.
But Congressman Mark Meadows and other House conservatives do not support a Republican plan to provide short-term funding, as Democrats also oppose it for different reasons. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Republicans want more money for the military, and Democrats are looking for a fix for the DACA program. White House legislative advisor Mark Short says he's expecting a vote tomorrow or Friday after the House Freedom Caucus shot down a proposal last night.
Another continuing resolution that would get us into February to allow more time for a DACA conversation.
Democrats say they want an answer on DACA before a spending bill is passed. If Congress passes another continuing resolution, it will be the fourth short-term spending fix in recent months. Dave.
Rachel, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski will go before the House Intelligence Committee today, saying he'll answer any questions in the Russia probe, denying any collusion.
You take the fifth and you're in trouble. I didn't do anything and the campaign didn't do anything. And so I have no reason to take the fifth.
Ex-White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon refused to answer many questions yesterday at the House Intel Committee. He's been subpoenaed by the special counsel investigating Russian interference. Nine fraternity brothers at Florida State University charged with hazing in the alcohol poisoning death of a pledge last November who was found unresponsive the morning after a frat party. Two Navy commanders already relieved of their duties now facing negligent homicide charges.
Last June, the USS Fitzgerald crashed into a commercial ship in waters off Japan, killing seven sailors. In August, 10 sailors found dead after the USS McCain crashed into an oil tanker in Southeast Asia.
Fox's Jill Nato. There's snow and or sleet and or ice glazing roads from Texas to New England. Parts of Interstate 10 shut down in Louisiana and Alabama. Schools across the South and in the North are closed. Nearly 1,700 flights are canceled or delayed. Boston to Atlanta to Houston. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
We're learning more about the California couple charged with torturing their children due in court tomorrow. Turns out David and Louise Turpin's home was also a school, but their kids were the only students.
Riverside County Sheriff's Captain Greg Fellow says they found out after one of David and Louise Turpin's kids escaped the house through a window and called them.
The 17-year-old also showed some photos that led the deputies to believe that the information she was provided was accurate.
That they were being held against their wills. When deputies arrived, they found some of the kids shackled, underfed, in filth.
It seemed that the mother was perplexed as to why we were at residence.
The couple's Facebook page is filled with happy, smiling pictures of the kids dressed identically as they renewed their wedding vows in 2016. Social services says they're looking for stable relatives who can care for the kids who range in age from 2 to 29. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In California, also in Montecito, three people remain missing from the mudslides and flooding last week that killed 20 others. And amid all the misery, there's this.
Woody and Lindsay Thompson's home in Montecito, California, destroyed by mudslides. They had to be airlifted out, leaving behind their cat, Koshka. The couple reached out to animal services as soon as they were safe, but for days there was no way to safely access their property. Still, Lindsay says rescuers were optimistic because of paw prints.
All little footprints on the mud, so they call this a paw print kitty, and she lived.
ASPCA officers Monday finally getting close enough to the property, finding Koshka fur caked with mud but alive.
Thank you so much. We needed something like this.
That reunion on video from Santa Barbara County Animal Services. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up big. We saw that yesterday when the Dow surged up over 26,000 for the first time yesterday, but those gains went away and Dow ended up down 10 points yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Looking good, Stevie J. Love the sunshine. Today's high 20, 13 hour low tonight with clear conditions. Sunny and a high 33 tomorrow. We are above the freezing point. Down to around 20 Thursday evening. By Friday, we've got a high of 40. Down to around 30 with clear conditions. Partly sunny into Saturday. High 44, down to 38. Chance of showers works its way into the forecast Saturday night and throughout the day Sunday, where there's a high of 51 expected. We're currently at 1, ESPN 93.5.
I'm pretty cool, playing Pink.
Yeah.
She'll be doing the national anthem. Super Bowl.
February 4th.
A cappella? Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, you're not going to beat Whitney Houston, are you?
It's so much pressure. I would prefer to have some kind of track underneath me.
Yeah, then you get criticized for that.
Right. I mean, not a vocal track, but at least some kind of support musically to help me along the way. I don't know.
A little tone thing you blow.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, she has such great stage presence that I think Justin Timberlake can say, you know, well, you're here. Why don't you stick around with the halftime show, rock a couple songs with me?
It's I would really doubt if it's that spontaneous, but maybe. The best, you know, national anthem was Whitney.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just...
I mean, 4 minutes and 21 seconds, though.
But, I mean, she just had it going on. I mean, it was so... they made CDs out of that thing.
Mm-hmm. I have one.
Of that one?
Yeah, with her in the white jumpsuit and the headband. And we were all, you know, I think it was around the time of Desert Storm.
Yep,
flyover. It was just inspirational.
No, it was remarkable. And the crowd just, I mean, Whitney Houston is one of the saddest star, mega star stories.
Yeah.
Getting mixed up with Bobby Brown, getting into drugs.
Right.
What a waste.
Mm.
Saw her at the Assembly Hall back in the day.
Me too.
You saw when she just walked around and sang?
Yes.
No band?
And she did that when I was down in Louisiana at the Cajun Dome, and of course warmer in Lafayette, Louisiana, and she wanted the air conditioning off because her vocal cords, she...
Want to keep them warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was just amazing. Even his sweatsuit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a white sweatsuit.
That's right.
I just don't know if anybody was better at singing. She could do anything she wanted. I think it was to, what, 1994-ish? 93, 94. Everybody's waving flags. Flag on the field. She's in kind of red, white, and blue sweats. Headband, if you remember. Oh. big finish.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been Desert Storm and stuff.
That's right.
Okay. Whitney Houston National Anthem. Doesn't get any better than that for me. It's our friend Evan Brown. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
We were just thinking Pink, National Anthem, all that. So I said best I'd ever heard was that. I mean, she was just ridiculous. She was ridiculous. She had such a talent. Evan Brown, been following the Pope in South America. Is he kind of apologizing for the priest abuse? Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, there was a major abuse scandal in Chile where he's visiting, where he elevated a priest to become a bishop, and that priest had another priest who worked with him, or he was a mentor of his, and that priest was found to have been an abuser and had been doing it for quite a long time and had been able to skirt any type of investigation or capture or punishment or anything like that. And so there was a big backlash against Pope Francis because of that. However, he was still quite warmly received in Chile. His celebration of Mass in public parks was quite well attended. But there were protesters for sure. But the pontiff has made over and over again his requests to be forgiven for this. And he realizes that this caused a lot of pain and that there was a major horrific breach of the trust between the church and its followers in regards to this one priest who was found to be a serial molester.
Pope's from Argentina, is he not?
He's from Argentina, and a lot of Argentines have come from Argentina to Chile to actually see the Pope. He was quite a popular priest and bishop and archbishop in Argentina. But he since becoming Pope, has not actually visited his own country. So they're often when he's in South America, and he's made a number of trips to South America. Argentines do often go travel to see him.
Yeah, well, I know I see the crowds. They still have the protection, kind of the Pope mobile, since I guess they did that after Pope John Paul was attempted assassination, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yes, there's always security for a very well-regarded religious leader such as the Pope. The Pope is also considered to be a head of state as well, so often the visiting country's government will sometimes supply protection. It's obviously necessary.
Yep. All right. Eben, always, what's your temperature down in Miami these days?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
It's currently 62, going up to about 75 later.
Okay. I don't want to know.
Okay, yeah.
I told you didn't want to
know. Yeah, you're right. All right, buddy, thanks. Always a pleasure.
All right. See you.
Yeah, this incident has caused the Catholic faith to drop a little in Chile from 74% to 45%, according to the latest numbers. So this has been quite a scandal.
All of this stuff, it's man.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with God. It's the weakness of man, the Satan of this planet. And you can get into a debate whether priests ought to have families and all these other things. That's fine. But, you know, this sexual abuse stuff is awful. But it has nothing to do with the religion. You have flawed men. And they're bad. And it's awful. Because what it does do, it hurts the Christian effort. It hurts the Catholic effort.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
So the Pope said in an address in Santiago, ask for forgiveness. Let's support victims with as much strength as possible, even as we take steps to ensure that this never happens again.
That's your key there, because Jesus said, sin no more. So what are you doing so that never happens? What are the safeguards put in where that does not happen? Because Christians forgive. But it can't keep happening.
Right. Pleased to be on Latin American soil again.
Yeah, I bet he was. Mm-hmm. I think first one from South America.
Right. No,
or the Americas. I think first Pope from the Americas.
That's right.
Oh, there's never been one from North America, right? Just South America, yeah. And this is a very humble man.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't take before he when he was a cardinal, he took the bus, I think, to the Vatican or something. So
Brian has texted in that the best national anthem is Sandy Patty.
Ooh, she was good.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Sandy Patty. She was, and Sandy Patty was, I saw her at the hall as well. Yeah, she was great. I just, Whitney, something about that.
Gotcha.
I'll put Sandy second.
Okay, very good.
Let's check your morning sports. ESPN 93.5, quarter after 8.
Women's basketball team took a loss yesterday. Michigan State over Illinois 67-55. 18-16 lead in the first quarter, and the Huskies did their dancing thing, right, Stevie J?
Wonderful.
Okay.
Grace is part of a new dance team. Their competition team called the Huskies. They had their debut on the State Farm Center court, and they did wonderfully.
Just something about seeing our daughters smile when they're out there
it's
moving.
Really fun, isn't
and
it?
Doing the dance thing. I love it. In college basketball yesterday, number 10 Kansas over number 6 West Virginia, 77-66. Another kind of upset was number 4 Oklahoma, Long Kruger's team, taking a loss with Kansas State, Bruce Weber's team on top, 87-69. Number 15, North Carolina beat number 20, Clemson, 87-79. South Carolina over number 18, Kentucky, 76-68. We have Illinois men taking on Wisconsin. And again, Purdue over Wisconsin, 78-50 last night. NBA with the Bulls hosting Golden State last night. St. Joe Ogden over St. Thomas More, 95-92, as part of our J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase. We appreciate the support from i3 Broadband, Roof Doctors, Long's Garage, Illini Mattress, and Carl Sports Medicine. Looking forward to the game next Tuesday as we have Central and Muhammad Seymour going at it. National Hockey League had St. Louis's Blues over Toronto 2-1 in overtime. We had Dale Earnhardt Jr., the known for his work on the track, interested in buying the Panthers or being one of the minority owners
in that. Okay, you're gonna need a posse to buy something like that.
I know, and he said he'd like to just get in the mix there.
Right. So. Well, if you only have a few hundred million, you're gonna need some buddies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gonna be $1.5 to $2 billion for the Carolina Panthers.
I think it was about a month ago that Jerry Richardson said that he's putting that team up for sale.
Yep. All right, Sandy Patty. I can't find where Sandy Patty ever did the Super Bowl.
Oh.
But she's kind of famous for her national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really, I mean, she's a marvelous singer. After it. This recording actually is 30 years ago. Wow. Yeah, Sandy Patty's version is good, although I've never seen her national anthem. I don't think she ever had that.
The Star Spangled Banner was included in the ABC Statue of Liberty rededication broadcast July 6, 1986.
Okay.
She's 61 now.
Okay, so she'd have been 31.
Her nickname, The Voice.
The Voice. No, she's fantastic. And I saw Pavarotti. Ed Kranert.
Yes.
Lucci, as I like to refer to him. And we stood in line underneath, you know, the concrete areas.
He's got a signature on there.
I made him sign and shake my hand because he wasn't shaking hands, but I grabbed it. LP, Lucci, it was quite an honor. I was doing voice back in the day, And Luciano Pavarotti was the best. I mean, that guy could hit the high C like no other man on earth. It was amazing. It really was. So, there's another good one. Talking singers. And Justin Timberlake is a performer. He's an entertainer. He'll be terrific. Justin Timberlake will be really...
Agreed.
I mean, there won't be any problem with that.
His big hit, Can't Fight the Feeling, is from the Trolls soundtrack. That was big last summer, so...
He's not going to do any Janet Jackson thing, is he?
I don't know. Some people have talked about him having some special guests. Nothing firm has come out yet. But, of course, there was that incident where there was that wardrobe malfunction.
When was that wardrobe?
I want to say 2002?
I don't know.
It was quite a while ago.
Rush Record at Casa. How are you? Oh, there he is. Hey, Rush, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Rush Record Casa. It's a Court Appointed Special Advocates. You guys do great work. You're training people now?
We're going to start training people next week. We always need more volunteers, so we're going to start a class on Tuesday.
What's the training like?
It's very interactive. We change it up a bit so you don't have to listen to the same speaker every week. It's very informative. We give the volunteers virtually everything they need to know to do this work, from... You know, what an abuse and neglect case looks like, to how to write a court report, to how to do a home visit. So we give everybody the tools they need to go out and do the work.
Have you ever had to tell somebody, you can't do this, you're too much like Clint Eastwood and you can't do vigilante stuff?
Right.
You know, that's part of what training is about, to help people figure out whether they can or can't do it, because it is important that we to have the right people to do that. But it's few and far between. When we get people that come to class, they're usually very well prepared mentally for what they're going to be doing.
It's an amazing work you do. It's fantastic. You give a voice to the so vulnerable. I remember talking many, many times with my good friend Judge Jack DeLamar of the horrific cases and he was helping with. And you're saying those kind of people just can't live in my town. I just can't believe I'm walking around with people that would treat people, especially children, little kids, so poorly. It's awful.
Right, it is, and that's what we're here to help the kids through that process, to hopefully come out on the other side, to work through all the issues that obviously have been inflicted upon them and make sure their services that they need are being provided to them in a timely manner.
It probably caught your attention, the 13 kids in a horrific home out in California, shackled some cases. A 17-year-old looked like a 10-year-old. The mom that answered the door was surprised that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? Severe mental illness here. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Right, and one of the things you'll notice as you read about that case is there was a couple neighbors that said they thought something was strange, but we're not the type of people to get involved.
I see.
And that's one of the things that we try to also tell people, if you suspect something, it doesn't hurt to take 30 seconds to make a phone call. Let the professionals investigate it. You know, if you make the call, you're not going to have to investigate it yourself. There's professionals out there to do that, but you just don't ever know. And in this case, you know, maybe someone could have prevented that much earlier than they, you know, one of the children actually escaped to get a cell phone and pick up the phone. So imagine if somebody just would have made that initial phone call. Maybe even months ago.
Yeah.
Rush, how much of a time commitment are we talking about if someone wants to volunteer and start that process on the 23rd?
Well, initially the training is 3.5 weeks. It's about a 30-hour training program. So that's a little bit heavy on the front end there. But once you're involved in a case, we tell people the average is about 4 hours a week, or actually 4 hours a month. It really just depends on where your case is in the system as what your time commitment's going to be. But we have folks that are retired. We have working professionals. So we have a lot of people that make everything work. And the schedule really, once you're out on a case, is pretty flexible. A lot of the scheduling is up to you, you know, with the exception of the court hearings and the court reports. But you can schedule visits around schedules, et cetera. So we try to be as flexible as we can, because obviously we know these folks are volunteering their time.
I remember in a different chapter of my radio career, we did like a suitcase drive where we were looking to help you guys out, the court-appointed special advocates, because sometimes the kids have to leave the home so quickly, and they needed something to scoop up some belongings very quickly. Are you still looking for that sort of thing?
We don't. That was so successful that CASA actually had to rent a storage facility. But I think the agencies are a little bit better about things now. We're actually giving them some things. When they leave, hopefully it's not as quick. Obviously, if you know, there's the agencies would accept things like that, DCFS, the Lutheran Social Service, et cetera. I'm sure they would accept those donations to help those kids move along if they have to. We hope that they don't move very often. That's one of the reasons we're here.
Rush Record, CASA Training, how do people get hold of you?
Give us a call, 384-9065. Check out the website, CASA, the number 4kids.org. All the information is there. We definitely want to talk to people if they're thinking about it. Don't think you can't do it. Please let us talk to you first.
Yeah, you know, blessings, because it's probably work I can't do. It's amazing, and God bless you for doing it, Rush.
Well, and your wife, Stephanie, too, and her involvement with the Crisis Nursery. What a family.
Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate everything you guys do for us.
I have to watch hugging you because I'll hit your angel wings.
I don't know about that.
Thanks, Stevie. Rush. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Rush Record, CASA Training. If you feel called to do that, it's awesome. It's just so sad. Ugh. Poor kids that are abused.
Mm-hmm.
825 Fox Business Minute brought to you by Start a Car, Provident Financial Group, and Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Start at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Sam texts in, says, I sound better. I do. Mm-hmm. And I probably a lot because of the tea and the ginger you put in my tea yesterday at Starbucks.
There you go.
By Houlihan's Restaurant.
For being so helpful, Sam.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Really do feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I'm more tolerable.
One more tidbit on the national anthem, Kate Smith.
Oh, boy. You're talking Kate Smith from the cave? Was it the Jesse James cave? She did a performance down in the Merrimack Caverns?
Is that where it
happened? All right. I'll draw that up, too.
Okay.
I'll get that for you next.
From the Fox Business Network, Goldman Sachs lost money in its recent quarter, but mostly because of a one-time tax expense of $4.4 billion. Goldman is also reporting weaker business from trading. Volkswagen sales were at a record last year, up more than 4% from 2016. The numbers are a sign that Volkswagen is moving past its emissions cheating scandal. Auto parts maker Dana is predicting stronger business next year because of higher sales, and it's increasing its dividend from 6 cents a share to 10. Dana's sales increased about 24% in 2017. Dana supplies axles, drive shafts, and transmissions to car companies. And Nissan is planning a new factory in the U.S. within 5 years. Nissan executives say they are more inclined to build it here because President Trump has been pressuring car makers to build vehicles in the U.S. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Back in 1970, a 10-year-old boy entered a shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. How much is an ice cream sundae? 50 cents, replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and counted his coins. How much is a dish of plain ice cream? He asked. Some people now were waiting for a table, and the waitress was a bit impatient. 35 cents, she said curtly. The little boy again counted the coins. I'll have the plain ice cream, he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, went up front, paid the cashier, and left. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table and then swallowed hard at what she saw. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 15 cents, her tip. The moral of the story? Things aren't always what they seem. We may not always know the whole story. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Kate Smith was one of the really early songbirds.
Yeah.
I think she's better known for God Bless America.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And this is going to tell you about the time that this has had to be 1930s or 40s here. Pretty crazy.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program,
Miss Kate Smith.
This is more TV, I think. She was really good.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song. God Bless America.
New song? When was God Bless America written?
Right.
I haven't heard this part of it for a long time.
All across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
All right, Irving Berlin, 1918. New song? Really? Wow.
So she was on CBS and the radio series known as kind of the First Lady of Radio.
Right.
And
right.
1931 through 35.
Depression era stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want you to identify this former Illini. I'll give you a Michigan State basketball ticket. Stand by. It's got a little significance to it. 831.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's not just Democrats' demands threatening a partial government shutdown Friday night. Some Republicans opposed their leader's plan for a one-month temporary spending bill.
Mark Meadows told reporters the plan didn't provide enough money for the military.
There's not support for the current leadership plan as proposed.
The continuing resolution included money for the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, but there was no fix for the DACA program, something Democrats say is essential.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The Trump administration's cutting aid to Palestinians.
The head of the UN's Relief and Welfare Agency, responsible for helping Palestinians, calling the US decision regrettable and appealing for donations from other countries. This after the State Department said it would withhold around half of its planned funding for the agency, keeping back $65 million.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Sergeant David Griffin is our law enforcement official of the month. Now, you could be one of those Marvel superhero guys that want to help and do better things and help people. I mean, you'd be Spider-Man. You could be, that's your mentality is to want to help.
It is, and it's funny you mention that because my son and, I am a big Spider-Man fan. And I have a big Spider-Man in my office. And, I, of course, like the Marvel characters, whereas my son loves the DC characters.
Right.
So
it's good funny, stuff. Funny no, it's how I would bring up Spider-Man, especially. Yeah. What is it, the web that kind of sticks to kind of cool.
Well, and I had, my early law enforcement days, a lot of guys nicknamed me Spidey because I can kind of scale up to a lot of different things.
Oh, really?
That was back in the day, though. clearly not that agile
okay.
anymore.
Well, but, all right, but have you had to chase people, run?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tackle them?
Not so much tackle. I mean, there's a few of them that happened, but I like to think that I work a little bit smarter and not have to chase people so frequently.
We suggest this. Sergeant Griffith have a overnight show.
Yes.
Called Nighthawk.
Nighthawk.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I love it.
Go ahead, you're on the air with the Nighthawk.
Whatever happened to the overnight DJ? I was one of those. And actually, I wanted my first gig to be in Anchorage, Alaska, because it's like 1 to 7 on the guys. And I knew I would be like the most popular evening DJ.
Well, you'd be the only.
Exactly.
DJ.
And many guys like listening to you at night.
Back in the day,
that'd be awesome.
There were essentially 3 radio stations. Really?
Right.
It just weren't very many.
Back in the day.
Day.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even in the 70s, there wasn't much. K104, WLRW, WDWS, right?
K104 is where I got my start.
Right. Mm-hmm. They started in 76.
Okay.
And
I started there in 89.
Wow. Pop.
Wow, I feel old.
Yeah. It's not even 30 years.
Well, you were across the street then at LRW.
I've been in every building. That's what happens.
Is that right? Yeah.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Forecast National Weather Service.
All right, sunshine and a high 20, 13-hour low tonight with clear conditions. Sunny and a high 33 tomorrow, down to around 20 at night. Friday's high at 40, down to around 30. Clear conditions. Coming into Saturday, we've got sunshine up into the mid-40s, just inside 50 by Sunday. Saturday night and into Sunday, we have a chance of showers. But that'll be nice to see all this white stuff go away. Go away, white stuff. And yesterday when it was snowing in the afternoon, my husband was like, did you mention there was snow today? So,
yeah, what's wrong with you, Diane? Why don't you give me a better forecast? Come on.
Temperatures at 1 feels like 13 below. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, but it's changing. It's going to get warmer.
That's right.
Feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 8:35. I've got two tickets. Illinois, Michigan State, Monday night. I don't know what time it starts. I think it's 8 o'clock. Do they not think of my schedule when they book these?
And weren't we talking about the weird Monday-Friday deal?
Yeah, nobody calls me for the schedule. I don't understand it. I'd say, no, we don't play Mondays and Fridays.
Right.
I think if you could check, I think Michigan State's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Because we play, I think it's 8 o'clock in Madison.
That sounds right.
Okay.
But it's
That's Friday
coming.
Night at Wisconsin. It's a very beatable Wisconsin team from a very thirsty and hungry Fighting Illini.
Nebraska, 64-63.
Yeah.
Came up. Okay. So, yeah, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Michigan State, Monday night, 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. Two free tickets. You have to identify who this is. Who's speaking here on the Big Ten Network?
What does it mean to be able to share this experience with your family?
He's just crying the whole time. He's crying the whole time.
My family's been here for me ever since day one. You know, the sales support has been unbelievable. You know, I'm just so proud. And I really appreciate the love I've been shown from the Illini Nation. You know, I wouldn't have done it without my family and friends and coaches.
All right. Who is it? 359-2255. There is significance to it. That'd be for the PhD kind of level, if you know the significance of it. But right now, I simply ask, name the Illini. 359-2255. You can text it in. 359-2255. I don't know. You can call, too, I suppose. Just looking for the Illini in this.
You need to be able to share this experience with your family.
All right, name the Illini, 359-2255. Adam, what do you think?
Is it Stephen Bardo?
It is not. It is not Stephen Bardo. Call or text 359-2255, name the Illini.
I really appreciate the love I've been shown from the Illini Nation. You know, I wouldn't have done it without my family and friends and coaches.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Check check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Lucas, who do you think that was?
Was that Frank Williams Sr.?
No, it was not Frank Williams Sr. Scott.
Malcolm Hill.
It was. It was Malcolm Hill. Do you know the significance?
The significance for Malcolm Hill was he was just thanking everybody for a great 4 years, and it was very emotional. I mean, I remember it well.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic speech.
It was the last time Illinois won a Big Ten game.
Is that right?
That too.
300. It's almost like the Iranian hostage thing. This is day 322.
Oh, no.
News Gazette has a little feature. 322 days since the last Big Ten men's win. 367 days since the last women's basketball Big Ten win.
Shoot.
And 438 days since the last Illinois football win.
Ugh.
But you know what? You know what I think, Scott? You know what I think?
I think we're ready for a win.
Now we go.
Exactly.
Now we go.
Let's start with Wisconsin on Friday.
I mean, this is the driest it's ever been. The Sahara isn't.
Listen, I think the time to push the panic button is over. Brad Underwood is a fantastic coach. He's going to lead our Illini to many, many wins. We're going to look back in a couple years, and we're going to think about this time, and we're going to be like, how did that ever happen?
You are the man. You are tears welling in my eyes. I've got Michigan State. Two tickets Monday night, and I know you'll be there, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for being
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Thank you for being you.
Hang on the line, too, Scott, because I need some details from you. I wanted to mention some other guests. Brandon Paul and Roger Powell came up as guests. And Eddie...
Johnson?
No.
Eddie
Johnson. Oh, yeah.
In 1979, yeah. I don't think we had tape back then. Yeah. We had to etch that on a stone.
Gotcha.
Anyway, way to go. Scott wins two tickets, Illinois, Michigan State Monday night.
Ready?
It's never been this dry for victories.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Brad knows what he's doing. And I do think, frankly, Nancy Faye, who I've never met, I think she knows what she's doing. And I'm really pulling for a good offensive coordinator for Lovey. Haven't heard. We don't have one yet. I think our freshmen on football were really talented, and it looked better than normal. I just think football's really hard. I think so. I think we're going to make it through there. But we got about a two-more-year window here. We're going to have to get to a bowl in 2019. I think everybody thinks that. Greg, oh my gosh, did he try and...
Well, he tried to guess, and I'm not even sure your guess. Greg, did you say Malcolm Hill?
I did say Malcolm Hill.
So are we talking Sugar Busters or Malcolm Hill?
But I'm pulling him out because he guessed, and now I'm asking him about the Sugar Buster.
How's that
accent going?
Did you try this?
I'm doing it.
You're still with it?
Yeah, the first day I would by eating oatmeal from McDonald's. That's over 33 grams right there, so I had to cut that out. I thought that was healthy, but I guess it's not.
Oatmeal at McDonald's is 33 grams of sugar?
Yeah. They put brown sugar in it.
Oh, tastes better. Okay, so were you the guy I was going to give tickets to?
Yes.
Well, then I'm giving you two tickets. You made it through your 3 days?
Yes, I did. Still going.
Are you feeling work pressure from JSM?
No.
Because I thought they were rooting for you, too, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I think they offered a pair of tickets as well, so make sure you press that issue. Get another pair of tickets out of it. Come on, man.
Okay, cool.
And so how do you feel? It's been a week?
Since last Friday.
So what is today? Wednesday. So you've really done 30 grams or less per day since?
Yeah, I just cut out chocolate, a lot of it.
So how do you feel?
Good. I'm still waiting for the big surge.
Well, if you stay with it, I want you to call me in a month.
Okay.
I might even find more tickets for you, Greg, because I'm trying to buy your love.
And the JSM crew is all behind you. Yeah. They even tweeted it out.
Okay, great.
Janet and I stayed in the JSM apartment in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Okay, buddy, you did it. I got two Michigan State tickets for you for surviving 3 days of no sugar. I'm proud of you.
All right, thanks, Stevie J.
You bet, buddy. Hold on. I want to make sure you get them. See, if I can't get you to join, I'll buy your love and effort from time to time. All right, 844.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Sub-zero temps have been causing plumbing problems all across central Illinois. When a pipe bursts or a drain freezes, who do you call to dry up all the water after the plumber has been there? Hi, this is Damon with CleanRite, here to help out 24/7. We have been taking care of our clients' water-related emergencies and carpet clean needs since 1998. We are local and know how important prompt professional service is. To find us, just Google CleanRite Champaign. And remember, at CleanRite, we are there when you need us.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, you drive through someplace, you get oatmeal, you think you're good. You go get Rice Krispies. You think Rice Krispies has 4 grams.
I can't believe it.
Why would you add sugar to Rice
Only
Krispies?
Only shredded wheat. Without anything.
Without any frosting.
Right.
Yeah,
that's just, ones that are a drag.
Over at Aldi, I believe they have a Cheerio.
Okay.
That's zero.
Gotcha.
It's just hard. And milk has sugar, but it's natural.
Yeah, and we're not counting that.
Not counting the natural stuff because your body assimilates
it. Someone else had said, you know, Raisin Bran is high in sugar, but it's mainly because
raisins.
Of the raisins.
Yeah.
Do we count that?
No, raisins, I think I have to ask Warren.
Oh, okay.
He's my answer man.
Exactly.
But, you know, every Wednesday we have a little ass. I think that's be part of like a grape.
That's
it's
right.
Okay.
Okay.
Just talking about the powdered white stuff or brown stuff you put on stuff.
Yeah, Colleen's right. I think they do coat the raisins in sugar.
Oh, for Pete's sakes, people.
To make them more marshmallow-like.
That Post or General Mills? Stop it.
Right.
Here we go.
Women's basketball lost yesterday to Michigan State. Started out well with their 18-16 lead. Just right out of the gate, Brandy Beasley, the top scorer. 67-55 was the final, though. In college basketball, number 3, Purdue over Wisconsin, 78-50, so maybe the Badgers are hurting and damaged, and when we face them on Friday at 8, we'll win.
We can beat Wisconsin.
Let's beat Wisconsin.
They are as beatable of a team as they've been in the last decade.
Some other stories trending in college basketball include Bruce Weber's Kansas State 87-69 winners over number 4 Long Krueger's Oklahoma team. We also had South Carolina beating number 18 Kentucky. 76-68. On to the NBA. The Bulls host Golden State tonight. NHL action had St. Louis over Toronto 2-1 in overtime with Vince Dunn scoring that winning goal in overtime. Dale Earnhardt Jr. interested in being a minority owner with the Panthers football team up 4 grabs. We also had a win with St. Joseph Ogden 95-92 winners over St. Thomas More yesterday for our JT Walker's High School Sports Showcase. Looking forward to the game next week where we have Mohammed Seymour taking on Champaign Central. And again, we have sponsors on our J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase, like i3 Broadband, another option for your internet, TV, and voice without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3broadband.com. Roof Doctors, have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com. Long's Garage is at 503 East Main Street in Urbana. Their ASE certified technicians can take care of you. We had someone on the staff there earlier this week, got their brakes replaced. Illini Mattress, family owned and operated, online at IlliniMattress.com. And Carl Sports Medicine. My daughter Anna's getting some shoulder work there at First and Windsor in Champaign. She is ready when the whistle blows and when the dance announcer says the floor is yours for competition. So
let's go.
There we go.
All right.
I like that J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase. Justin does a great job. In fact, I was at CU under construction yesterday, and they were complimenting his work here at ESPN 93.5.
All right. We'll check your weather coming up. Boy, I wish I knew more about Uni High.
What's so great about the University of Illinois Laboratory High School? Just ask Junior Asante Woods.
Yes, multiple sports. We have basketball, cross country, track, soccer, swimming. We have an archery club. We have tennis. We have a lot of different sports. The clubs. We have literally so many clubs. We have clubs meeting during lunch, during uni period, after school. Currently, I'm leading three different clubs, Habitat for Humanity, Spanish Club, and Latino Black Committee. And I'm also a leader of the Subby Buddies, which are basically mentors to the eighth graders, the incoming eighth graders to our school. Like I said, it's a community. It's an environment where everybody really fits in and has their own place. It has their own identity.
Come see what Uni High is about. Located on the campus of U of I at Springfield and Matthews, call them today at 217-244-4791 or visit uni.illinois.edu.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, has been locally owned and operated since 1998. It's kept its roots in the heart of campus down on the corner of 6th and Green for all Illini past, present, and future. Don't go to campus often. Shop at their store on the corner of Neal and Kirby or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit's happy to offer you the widest selection of Illini merchandise. Whether you want an item with the new shield logo or a retired logo that's not available in stores, just shop at GameDaySpirit.com and check out the selection. Game Day is also extending their holiday shipping deal through the end of the month. Get flat rate shipping on all your orders. Shop now and save.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with the simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial. When you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Austin Beatty, at 217-352-0012. Again, that's Austin Beatty, 217-352-0012.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Well, sunny today, Stevie J. We've got a high 20, low 13, sunshine, and above the freezing point tomorrow. Things are looking better and better. 33 the high tomorrow, down to around 20 at night. 40 the high Friday with the sunshine. 44, partly cloudy on Saturday. More clouds and a chance of showers into Saturday night and Sunday's forecast. But the high 51 sounds good. Right now we're at 2. ESPN 93.5.
Well, I know nobody wants to give Donald Trump any credit. I understand that. They can't really hit him on the mental illness anymore because the doctor, who is widely regarded and respected by Republicans and Democrats, came out. And I thought it was a really smart thing to do is to have the doctor who examined Donald Trump at the podium for an hour.
Yes.
They ask every question.
As many questions as you can think of. I'm going to stay here till we are done.
And some of the press members just couldn't believe it. He eats McDonald's.
Yeah. Well,
he can't possibly. He said it's genetics. And so you know, you can't hit him on the 25th Amendment, not fit for office. You're going to have to hit him on you don't like him, or he's a nasty man, or he's a racist, whatever you want to do. Uh-huh. But it can't be mental anymore.
Right.
Also, it's the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans and Hispanics ever recorded. The Dow Jones is at 26,000. Do you think we'd get a little more coverage on stuff like that?
Things are looking up. Let's talk about
it. It's better, but we're not going to, because that's not what they're going to do.
That's not what you turn
I
your
think I think the African unemployment or African American unemployment rate and Hispanic unemployment rate lowest in history is a story. It's pretty. That's wonderful. How exciting! And the Dow up 8,000. If anybody has a 401k out there, how you feeling? If you're in the stock market, you're feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. But it's not what we're hearing. We're hearing S-hole stories.
You know? Yeah.
And, you got to watch your language. I don't condone that at all. But, man, it's a get-him-out thing. And if Nancy Pelosi takes control of the House in these midterms coming up, there will be impeachment proceedings. You're going to have to deal with that for 2 years. That's what the Democrats are going to give you.
I see.
Man, okay.
I was just talking with Austin, and I know the McDonald's All-American game or players.
Yeah.
No one from Illinois.
Yeah, no IO. I couldn't believe that.
So Scott Burgess is going to talk about that. Sean Harrington on our Illini. And,
how about if I round up five of my Illini guys, five of my Illinois guys, and play those silly McDonald All-Americans.
All right.
Let's go.
We'll see how we do.
I'll take my guys from Illinois and play you every day.
You got it.
All right, Jeremy Warner next. Thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much for listening. ESPN 93.5, and we'll meet tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Kick off the new year with a visit to Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street. Watch your favorite teams compete on more than 40 TVs. Enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, local craft beers on draft, or try some of their new menu items. Start with beer-battered onion rings or white cheddar cheese bites. Then enjoy new mouth-watering bourbon-glazed baby back ribs, or spice it up with fajita steak melt or Bayou blackened chicken sandwich. For lunch, dinner, appetizers, or late night, Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Is your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We never forget where we come from. The Jersey Pop, the Starting Five, the Comeback. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Order the Fighting Illini 4-pack today for $89 as the Fighting Illini take on Nebraska February 18th at 2:30 p.m. Call 1-866-ILLINI1 or visit FightingIllini.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, an ode to the move and the husband who tried to do it himself.
presented by your friends at Two Men and a Truck.
He's my husband, Charlie, and he has a shiny new bruise. He fell down the stairs while moving some chairs. He called it bad luck, but I call him a schmuck because he didn't call Two Men and a Truck before we began making the move. Charlie, I said, call Two Men and a Truck because you can be a schmuck. And we've got some good furniture to lose. Oh, no, he's invincible. He's got friends to call. They owe him a favor. They won't scratch the walls or damage the halls or engage in bad falls. Well, now I've lost my TV, and Charlie and me aren't speaking till he spends a buck to replace the TV. Then old Charlie and me will end our big fight. We'll do our move right by calling Two Men in a Truck.
Don't do it. Don't move yourself. Whether it's down the hall, across town, or across the state, Two Men in a Truck beats doing it yourself hands down. Call them 398-2-MEN.
Two Men in a Truck of Central Illinois, ILCC license number 113793, is a member of the Illinois Movers and Warehouse Men's Association.
Building relationships, supporting the community and service, these are the things Country Financial stands for. We're more than just an office you may pass as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Call your local Country Financial representative, Dan Punke, today at 217-328-0023 to talk about things that are important to you and how we can help protect them. Call 217-328-0023.
This month, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Champaign and Ford County will focus on the need for mentors and different ways to recruit and increase the number of mentors to serve as a role model for the youth of today. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring organization serving young people in our community to help them improve on their behavior, academics, and confidence, striving to change their lives for the better forever. For details, 355-2227 or click on the volunteer tab at bbbscil.org.
What will you pledge for this winter? Maybe you'll pledge for